Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 30 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon project, To Think Before We Speak. In the previous session, the Chafetz Chaim addressed a scenario in which information that could be damaging was imparted, was shared in front of three people. And there is a principle of chavra chavra islay. People have friends, in other words, people talk. And it is possible that if something was told in front of three people, it's already considered public information, and one would be allowed to relate it to another person as long as they don't have damaging intent, or intent to damage. Now, we understood this concept in either of two scenarios. One scenario, which was very difficult to understand, was that the information is truly Lashon Hara, and it's now public information because people are talking about it. And if we apply this rule to such a case, once the Lashon Hara was said in front of three people, and it's assumed to have become public, then one would be allowed to relate it as long as they don't have intent to damage. Chafetz Chaim brought that with enormous reluctance. Yesh Misha Omer, there is such an opinion out there. In fact, the other commentaries do not understand that the Rambam ever meant that, and that's a very difficult heter to rely on if it's truly Lashon Hara, because it's still Lashon Hara. So what if lots of people know about it? The second approach, which is much more comfortable, is that we're dealing with information that could cause hurt or damage, but it's not Lashon Hara. The person didn't do anything wrong. Once such information is public information, then if there's no intent to hurt, no intent to make fun, to embarrass, so then that would be permitted because it's not Lashon Hara and it is public information. The Chafetz Chaim now proceeds to introduce an important series of exceptions to this principle that once it's in front of three, or once it's public information, it's permitted to talk. And that is by introducing first the concept of discretion, that even if people might talk, but there are people who have a higher standard and will not talk. And if the information was said in such front of such people, you cannot expect it to become public information because there is a standard that recognizes that such information should not be repeated. Let's see the text of the Chafetz Chaim, and we could actually apply it on two levels. Nira li, the Chafetz Chaim writes, it appears to me, de'imasipa ba'apei telosa haya b'fnei anoshim yirei alokim, if you said this in front of people who are observant, they fear Hashem, shenizharim yisuri lashon hara, they're careful about lashon hara, memela ein davar ze asoy lehiskalos. So certainly in the first interpretation approach, they're not going to say the lashon hara. So if you heard it, even though it was said in front of three, but even one of the three is a person who's careful with lashon hara, so then it's not going past him, and therefore you don't have three loose tongues dealing with this information, and it is not considered public information. Likewise, we could apply this principle as well to the second interpretation, which is that it's not intrinsically Lashon Hara, but it is information that could cause damage. Even if such information was said in front of three people, and it's possible, even if the person himself said the information in front of three people without realizing the damage that it could do, if you have people who are listening, who are discreet and sensitive, you cannot expect them to be repeating it, and therefore it is not considered public information. This concept of discretion is extremely important nowadays, because sometimes you hear a person talk, a person who just lets it all hang out. And you realize that if that information became public, it would reflect badly on his children, for example. Stories that a Baal Tshuva might repeat from former times, nostalgically. And they think they're just being honest about themselves. But you know that in the wrong forum, it could actually do damage to them. It may not be Lashon Hara per se, but it could do damage. And many people, if they have a sense of discretion about them, would not repeat such information and actually would approach the person and tell them, not such a good idea to repeat such things. Likewise, the Chafetz Chaim says, if one of the three was a close relative or a beloved person, this leniency, however you take it, would also not apply, because he would be looking out not to repeat the information. Similarly, if the person warned you not to repeat it, even if he said it in front of three people, you would not be allowed to repeat it, because the assumption is, and it's indeed binding, that if he told you not to repeat it, you and the others listening would not be allowed to repeat it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.